listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 50 of the Lifted Life Podcast, and today we're talking about how to protect your energy. Now, we could also say why you might want to consider protecting your energy, and we could also say how to protect your mood or how to protect your feel-good vibes. Any of those things, because really these words are just signposts, and I know that some people are like, energy? What? So, but we use that word a lot. So generally, if you don't like that word, you're probably not hanging around very long, or you're one of those people who left us a cranky one-star review, which we've only had like one of, which is really great. Anyway.
Gotta start somewhere, right?
Right. It's a sign that you're making it when you start getting haters. So anyway, how and why to protect your energy is what I'd love to discuss today. I gave a talk yesterday, and I felt like that kind of question was one of the main kind of topics that kept coming up. Like, yeah, but what about these negative people that I'm around at work?
So people specifically reached out and said, how do I protect my energy? Or so that's what you deduced from what their questions was. They were being bombarded by negative people, and that was influencing their mood, behavior.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. You can imagine anything. You can imagine if your kid plays baseball and every time you go to practice, everyone's griping. Mm. Or you can imagine going to work and there's this group of people that are always looking for a solid reason to complain. Or you can even imagine if you go to a family dinner and there's someone there that's always kind of bringing the energy down, bringing up negative stuff, bringing up more problems than they are solutions. Any of these scenarios. Maybe you even have a roommate that just, yeah, it works out pretty well. They pay their bills, so it's great. But man, they're negative. Whatever it is.
Or even a roommate you're legally bound to.
What? Yeah, that kind of roommate too. Your spouse. And that was even, yeah, part of the questions too is like, how do I deal with difficult people? Is kind of...
Cut them out.
Well, and
that's one option, right?
That's definitely one option is to not, you wouldn't necessarily even have to eliminate the friendship, the relationship entirely. You can just be more intentional about when you're with them. So there may be times where you're higher vibration or higher energy and you feel like nothing's going to bring you down, and that might be a great time to be around them. Or you might say the opposite. I don't want them to kill my vibe, and so I'm not going to hang out with them. But more than anything, I feel like we have some other tools that we can share that, like, if you do need to be around these people, say at work for a job you really need or at a family gathering and you're not wanting to go so far as to remove them from your life, like, what are some less extreme ways to handle that?
So as you're laying all this out, I'm thinking, like, I do several things in the beginning of my day, of my routine, to get my vibration or my energy high. And I think historically I've thought, well, if I get it super high, then by the end of the day, if it goes down low, at least I'm higher than I was before. I feel like I'm good at raising my vibration or finding ways to raise it. I do feel like I'm influenced by negative people, and allow myself to swap those out, like swap those energies out and take on those negatives.
Well, maybe the morning thing, it's a great way to start your day, but maybe the idea that it will last all day is the false premise. It's a great way to start your day, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, but it probably wears off, right? Like, after a while, you need to somehow reset the energy protective mechanism.
So as I'm thinking through this, I know for a fact there are times when people want to come bitch or complain. And, am I not supposed to say bitch?
I don't know.
I just said it twice. Okay, so there's people that want to come complain. And I know that I can catch myself saying, here they are, they're complaining. And I have the choice to add to it or just not add to it and just listen. Sometimes.
Wait, add to it? That's a choice? Not add to it and just listen. I say you have more choices.
Yeah, I know you like to just confront it with a sword and just squash it right there.
No, just say, hey, there's probably another way we could look at this. Yeah. Pivot. I say pivot so you can add to it. Yeah, you're right, man. Things are tough. This is terrible. You can engage with it and add to it. You can, what was the other one you said? I can add. No, just listen and like consciously just say, I'm not going to engage with this. I'm not going to say anything either. So you can pivot or you can literally walk away.
So where I get stuck with that is I'm a firm believer that everyone has their own experience, should have their own experience.
Gets to have their own experience.
Correct.
Not should, right? They get to. Like
everyone gets to. And if they're not soliciting advice from me, I'm not going to give it. Mm-hmm. So if they're not soliciting advice and they're complaining and then I come at them and say, this is another way to do it. You shouldn't be complaining. To me, that's not letting them have their own experience. That's me projecting my experience on them, how I think they should. That's where I come from. That's why I don't like doing that.
Right. And I respectfully disagree because everyone gets their experience, including me. And if I'm going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just, everyone's helping me. Everyone at home is shouting out the word. Succumbed? No.
If you have to succumb to their complaints?
If I have to be around it.
Okay.
Then I get to have my own experience. And my experience has always been, there's another way to look at this. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Generally, people that like to complain a lot don't really hang out with me. They don't want to be in my presence because I generally have a solution for every problem. Now, you're right. They weren't always looking for it, but I also didn't call out looking, hey, anybody want to complain? Anyone to bring all their negativity to me? I'd love to have it. I didn't solicit that either. Mm-hmm. Maybe solicit. Was that the word I was looking for? Anyway, so there's so many ways you can approach this. And I think it's important just to even walk through and notice that you have a tendency to never, ever interject.
Yeah.
And to also probably not walk away. You either engage and then later feel crappy about it because that's not really who you want to be.
Right.
Or you just like pull back and say, okay, I'm not going to do this. Oh my gosh, can you believe they're doing this? You kind of just bring a level of awareness, but you're still kind of, it's rubbing off on you a little bit. You're like, oh, I didn't engage in that, but I still feel the heaviness.
Okay, so that's where I was going to go with that is at the end of the day, their negativity and the heaviness is my own insecurities that I'm seeing in them. So they're complaining and what they're complaining about. And if I contribute to that, yes, they're having that experience. Yes, they're complaining about being negative about whatever. But the heaviness I'm feeling is my own insecurities, my own reflection in them.
Only if you engage. Somehow your energy has to be intertwined. If you can truly be an observer and you can say, isn't it interesting? And you kind of have activated what I'm getting ready to talk about, I think that that can totally work. But so often we're not aware enough and we let it in.
Yep.
So there's this exercise that I've learned about that's really useful, especially if you're sensitive to the energies of others or you find yourself taking on the energy of the room. Before you go into that room or before you go into a situation that you know might have a tendency to rub off on you in a not so positive way. The post office has been, I've had a blend. You activate what we call like an energy bubble. You kind of put this energy bubble out around you and you say, every good thought and vibration that I have can totally get through this bubble. And yet the only things that come through it to me are the things that I allow in. So if someone smiles, you say, I'm going to let that in. Mm-hmm. If someone offers to hold the door for you, you let it in and you feel it. But the rest of it, it's just kind of blocked. Now, I wouldn't recommend always going around your day that way. But if there's a situation where it has a tendency to just bring you down or knock you down, why not activate the energy bubble? If nothing else, it makes you more aware of what you want to let in and what you don't. And so if you see a group of people and they have that look in their eye, like they're just griping. They're
waiting
just
for you, ready.
Yeah.
Like, tell you about their worst experiences.
I would say energy bubble, activate. And put that up and just see, because it brings a level of awareness and you don't always have to do that, but it can kind of help you to protect your energy. What do you think? Have you ever activated an energy bubble?
I can't say that I have, but when you boil it down, what I'm hearing is it's my choice what I'm letting in. And if you need the analogy, or if you like the analogy of the energy bubble, or I'm not here to say that you can't create an energy bubble. So I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I could see someone being like, this is complete BS, like energy bubble. I happen to think you can do it. But if you don't believe that, down to the root, it's your choice what you're letting in. And I do believe that's true with anyone, that you choose what you receive, what you want to hear, and you choose how you make that mean.
Yeah. Another thing is, let's say you leave the situation and you, I forgot to activate my energy bubble. I forgot that I get to be the conscious creator of what I allow in. another really great exercise to protect your energy, to make sure your energy isn't taking on the qualities of random strangers or people that you don't really want to take on, is to ask the question, whose energy is this? So you leave a situation, maybe it was a party, maybe it was work, maybe it was the practice or whatever, and you suddenly say, I just feel this heaviness. And you can ask yourself, whose energy is this? And in that same way, you can kind of wring it out like a sponge. You can imagine all the energy that's kind of clung onto you throughout the day, and you can clear it out, because even though we love and care for so many people, really our own experience is our own energy. And so kind of wringing out everyone else's emotions, even the people you care about the absolute most, you can't really care and love for them or serve them in a way that's the highest capacity if their energy is actually all over you. So the question being, whose energy is this? Ooh, noticing maybe some names come to mind, or maybe just some different heavy feelings. And then you just wring it out like a sponge. That's another way to protect your energy. And like I said, we do that not just because we want to be just on our own and be solo in this world, lone wolves or anything like that. It's more about just that's actually how we show up our best, is if we are truly our own in our own space and not bombarded by the energy of others. Have you ever done that? Have you ever felt someone's energy on you in a not so good way?
I can't say at the time I've noticed it. I would say I'm sure I have. I can't think of a instance or a time that that happened.
Well, just any time you've left. I mean, have you ever left a party or a gathering and you just feel like, oh my gosh, I did it again. Like I started. Yeah. Anytime you have that feeling, it may be some of your choices. Like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done this or that. And it may also be that you didn't activate any sort of energy bubble, excuse me, and the people in the discussion really were heavy things that were not solution-based. They were strictly problem-focused. And then you realize, like, that's not really mine to carry. And so I'm sure that we've all experienced it to some extent, maybe not with that level of awareness, though.
Yeah, obviously, we talk about this stuff offline a lot. That's the advantage of having a wife coach, is you get free coach. Well, nothing's free, but you get coaching. Solicited or unsolicited. Anyway, where was I going with that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that I'm not, full disclosure, I'm not a master at this. I have more awareness around it than I have ever had, but I do find myself easily going into this, and I can't identify a time when I've had someone else's energy on me, but I do believe that now is all that is ever real. And any time that you think about something that's not now, you're making it real.
What about any time you've been around someone who has a strong insecurity? Suddenly you're carrying insecurities too, because you've been around them. Like the nervous energy they're projecting from their own insecurities is suddenly on everybody in the room, and so they don't even recognize it. But suddenly we're all trying to prove ourselves.
So that's where I was going with that, is that I lost track again.
No.
Is that I'm not a master at it, and I want to be. I want to be able to identify it immediately, be aware, and then pivot this way, but I'm not yet. So when I look back on it in the past, like you were saying, I start giving judgments to it, like, oh, I should have done this and should have done that. But being very gentle with myself, being like, yeah, but you're aware. Like, you're aware that it was happening. You didn't do it, but next time you can. And, like, not creating that resistance. We're making it strong. We're making it hard to do that next time. Just knowing, hey, that was in the past. You had this energy on you. You have it on you now. You can let it go because it's in the past. It's not now.
I also just thought of something else interesting. Sorry, I have a hair in my mouth.
They can't see it.
They can't see the video.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I got it. No, we got this. We're rolling. Okay. So for you, I feel like you need, this is my opinion of my experience.
Wait. I would like for you to tell me what I need. So now it's solicited.
I think it would be good for you to stand up to someone and say, you know, I really don't care. I really, you should.
No, not that word. I used it last week and it was horrible.
It was bad?
I don't care.
No, but when someone's complaining, yes. I think it's good for you to say, have you ever thought about maybe, just maybe, there's a whole nother reality that you've never even once. So to me, I think that would be growth for you to speak your truth, not just pivot, not just ignore it, not just whatever. And I think sometimes for me, the area of growth is to pivot, ignore it, right? Yeah. So I think that's the important thing is like to find this level of balance that if you're continually subjected to someone's, maybe that's the word I was looking for earlier.
Subjected.
If you're continually subjected to someone's negativity and you have never spoken up in a way that's like, hey, you know, that's really not useful. The way you're, you know, doing this is really, it's not gotten us anywhere so far. Could we consider trying it this way? So for some people, they need to speak their truth more and some people need to pivot more. And we're not here to say where you are on that spectrum. I'm just here to say where I am and where you are.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's just so easy for me to see how often I'm always rallying for you. Stand up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And of course, I do generally find it pretty easy to do that and maybe do it a little too much. And so to find your truth, the self-awareness that says, in these situations where I might need to protect my energy, maybe I just need to really manage my mind sometimes, mm-hmm. kind of like we talked about last week when it comes to getting in alignment. Do we need to manage our mind or do we need to change our choices? Every single fresh circumstance that comes our way, we get to decide if we need to manage our mind. Probably yes. Do we need to change our choices? Maybe, maybe not. So are you willing to consider that?
Yeah. I think that's the hang up for me is that I believe that everyone creates their own reality. So if you have a reality you don't like, as hard as this to say, you created it. Mm-hmm. And when I get frustrated with situations that I don't want, then I think, well, you created it. So then trying to be easy with that and then thinking through these exercises.
How do you create a new reality then?
Your next thought is how you create your new reality. And if you don't like what you have now, then think about what you want. Mm-hmm. But I like this energy thing because maybe if you can manage that, then you don't actually pivot to what you don't want.
Yeah.
You stay on path with what you want.
I like that too. Okay. I actually have a review for us to share this week. As you know, the Lifted Life podcast is brought to you by Lifted Naturals. That's our brand. And this review is for our mood boosting probiotic. And it was a 5-star review where she said noticeable difference. I've tried several probiotics over the years with very little success, so I wasn't expecting much when I bought this one based off of a recommendation in Rachel Ray magazine. But it was worth a try since my trusted collagen from Dr. Axe was pictured right beside it. I've also noticed increased amounts of anxiety as I've aged, so a combo solution seemed like a stretch. I'm 3 weeks in now, and I've noticed a massive difference in not only how relaxed I am, but my bathroom issues seem to be cleared up as well. This was well worth every penny for me.
Wow.
I know, that's a good one, right?
There's, what, three things that she, was it three or two?
Well, the anxiety was getting worse with age, and then the bathroom issues, and then I guess on Amazon it was pictured next to Dr. Axe.
Yeah.
I didn't really, I kind of stumbled over that, I'm like, what's she saying? And then I realized, oh yeah, like.
Probably in the suggestions, it was probably next to it.
That's what I'm guessing. So anyway, that's cool. We love when we get reviews like that. It helps us to just keep going. And so, yeah, this episode is brought to you by Mood Boosting Probiotic.
I was going to say, I think it's nice because we talk about, between you and I, and maybe we do more in marketing, but yeah, we sell probiotics, but we're a wellness, we're a movement, you know. The idea of what Lifted is, and hearing that is, I think it kind of fills those tanks. Like, yeah, that's what we're saying is we're trying to change people's lives. Right? Yes, through probiotics, but other things as well.
Like yeah.
This podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And I know there are a lot of people, we've been getting more and more feedback about their love in the podcast. So We appreciate that. We try to keep it fresh and keep it positive. And sometimes it can be, last week was weird. Like I felt like it was a little sassy and a little strange, but I feel like the energy and the message was still needed. So
yeah, I think we do best when it's a reflection of what we're living that week. I
mean, yeah, and it's not always like high vibe. Yeah. You know, sales are going great, business is going great, everything's going great. Instead, it's like real life.
Even though the dips suck, I think you need those. You need the contrast. You need to appreciate the rough times. So or you really appreciate the good times.
Right, right. If there's a way of saying like, oh, without this rough time, I wouldn't see the amazingness of the good time. If you can see it like that, mm-hmm. it can start to change some things, I think. All right. Any other thoughts on protecting your energy, how or why you need to? What would you say to somebody who is like, I don't need to protect my energy? What comes to mind for me is, okay, if that's useful for you and you don't feel like you're having an energy crisis, you don't feel like you're invaded with other people's opinions or vibrations, then great. You may not need to do any sort of energy protecting. This podcast is for people who do feel like they're kind of sensitive to the energies around them, or they're sensitive to mood fluctuations, and they might have just finally done some major healing work and started to feel good, and then this happened. So this being just whatever happened, right? The situation being more complex, or, you know, someone's bringing them down with their negativity or whatever. I don't really believe there are necessarily negative people, but there are definitely people who have gotten into a pattern of negative thinking.
Yep.
And so I think at any point,
well, what you think about, you bring about. So if you can tell that story all day long about how you were wronged, how this happened, this, and keep pulling it up, you're going to
keep getting it.
Yep.
But I don't think that person is negative. I just think they've gotten into a habit of negativity, mm-hmm. and what we practice is what we get good at. And so at any point that you decide, you know, I'm tired of complaining. I'm going to try to not complain for 24 hours. Ooh, isn't that a fun challenge?
Try it.
Are we up for it?
24 hours.
Yeah. What is today? Sunday. I got to go to the grocery store still.
Got the post office tomorrow. I don't know.
But anyway.
But to answer your question, what would I say? I think that everything that I say is a description of what I do and what works for me and what doesn't work for me. Like, that's what I talk about. In no way do I prescribe to anyone that they should do what I do. Mm-hmm. If what I say sounds useful and sounds like, yeah, I can relate to that. I have that experience and, oh, I can see how that could work. Then do it. But if what I'm saying, you're like, that doesn't work, that's not real, you're right. It's not going to work for you.
Right. Well, and I think, the whole question of like, do you need to protect your energy? I don't know, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
You may not need to. You may be like, I didn't even, know that was a thing. But most of the time, if you're in some sort of funk or stuckness in an area of your life that you'd like a different result, then you probably could use to manage your mind better and to manage your energy. And these are some ways to do that.
Maybe go on a limb, but I would say if any situation that you're in, if you're not happy with it, managing your energy would help.
Yeah.
You out of it.
I agree. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap for episode 50 of the Live to Live podcast.
I think this is going to be it.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Bye.